Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The Survivor Specialist Phil and Tegwith are back, and today we are telling you everything you need to know about Kyle from the winner of Survivor 48. Can't even just say from the winner of Survivor 48. One of two winners we know is playing on the season. We don't know if one of the 49ers is a winner, but Kyle's coming back. Just won, right? He was 30 years old when he won, or 31 years old when he won, and he is 31 years old now, right? Like it just happened so quickly. He's turning around. He just got done doing exit press. 4 days later, he's flying out to Fiji. 5 days later, he's flying out to Fiji. So Kyle, the most recent winner in people's minds, but I don't necessarily think maybe the biggest threat in people's minds because his game wasn't very flashy. He wins 5-2-1 over Eva and Joe. And I want to throw this stat out right away because I think it's very interesting. He always voted for the person who was eliminated, and he was the first person to do that as a winner since Tony and Kagion. So it has been 20 seasons since the winner of a season voted for the person who was voted out every single time. So that's a big one. I want to throw that out there. Yeah. What do you think about Kyle's shots here?
You know, I have gone back and forth and back and forth with Kyle because while he didn't play a flashy game, I do think that he had an incredibly well-rounded game. I think, you know, he's physical. I think he has the mental ability. I think he's strategic. And I think he definitely knows how to bond with people. So I really think that he is an incredibly well-rounded player. Now, I do think that that is overshadowed by how annoyed people were by this season. And people didn't really have, the players didn't really have much time to really dig into Kyle's win and until they all left. So they really weren't listening to a lot of the probably they listened to the exit press, but not a lot of other things were going on because Kyle was crowned the winner. And less than a week later, they were flying out to Fiji. So, you know, that could actually be a good thing for him because they didn't have much time to really go in and listen to the really deep dives into the season and into the game. But again, he was also just crowned winner of Survivor 48. That's so fresh on these players' minds. So I think that that could be, it leads itself to be both a good and a pro and a negative, I think. I have high hopes for him. I think, you know, I've said it before, but I really think that as long as he's not on the same tribe as Camilla, I think he probably is a good shield for people. He's strong. I think that he will help his tribe win challenges. So I think that he has some upside here, but I think it really depends on who he's with.
Yeah. If there's anybody who played the style of game that can succeed when you're playing with like no other winners, it's Kyle. He kind of has an Ethan vibe to him. And Ethan was the last winner to be eliminated from All Stars. He's not quite to the level of low threat as Sandra was coming into Heroes versus Villains, because when Sandra came into Heroes versus Villains, she's a legend now, but she was not a legend after Pearl Islands. Like, people did not consider her to be one at all. The other good thing for Kyle is, I brought this up to him in the exit interview and he was like, really? I didn't know that. And it made me feel proud. And it is a fact. He is the sixth winner to play a hidden immunity idol and negate enough votes that would have eliminated him, right? So it was a successful idol play. But he did it the earliest out of any of those people because he did it in the pre-merge, and he's the only one to do it in the pre-merge. Mike, Jeremy, Ben, Chris Underwood, and Rachel, right? They all did it in the post-merge. People are going to forget about that because it was so long ago. And if you're going out there, like, I figure, look, people are going to try to be pre-gaming. They're going to be talking. You're going to hear whispers. But I think this cast changed so many times in the final 2 weeks before it went. Everybody's like, this is set. I don't think it's been set for very long. I think it changed a lot. If you're trying to pre-game or you're trying to talk to anybody, you're trying to do anything like that, Kyle's not really on your radar. Now you find out Kyle's going to be on the season. Let's say you're watching the CBS thing or they're already at the airport, whatever it is. And it's like, whoa, we're in Fiji. That's Kyle. He just won. The only things you're remembering, because now you can't go and do your homework of what did Kyle do again, because your phones have been taken and all that. What you're remembering is, man, it was annoying that he wouldn't vote Joe out. Man, it was annoying that he wouldn't vote Eva out. He was really close with Camilla, but would have lost to Camilla. And really, like, he didn't do that much, it didn't feel like, because he just kept sticking to the status quo. You're not thinking about the fact that him and Camilla pulled off an idle extra vote play at final 15 or whatever it was. So his biggest move is considered the Shaheen move for sure. But Camilla is going to be getting credit for that too. And Kyle didn't feel like he sold it all that well at Final Tribal, even though he ultimately won. It wasn't like the most impressive Final Tribal performance we've ever seen. That's a lot of things working in a winner's favor coming into this season.
Yeah. And I think if there's more time, like, you know, we know of two winners coming into the season, D and Kyle. I think D has a much bigger target on her back because of how long people have talked about how good of a game that she played, yeah, how much she dominated, all that stuff. Whereas Kyle has not had time for people to talk about it. I know I felt like he had a really well-rounded game and all that stuff, but like, not everybody was thinking that or thinks that still. You know, people don't agree. People get in the, you know, argue with me in the comments, thinking that he played a bad game when I wholeheartedly disagree. And I think also Kyle has this ability Ryan and I, my partner and I joked the whole season that we both felt kind of early on that Kyle was going to win, but then we didn't really think that Kyle was going to win because he remembered Ryan's name immediately. And not everybody remembers Ryan's name right away. And we were like, yeah, if he won, he's not going to care. He's not going to remember Ryan's name. Everyone should. His name is Ryan. It's not that difficult a name. But it was a running joke that he was too nice of a guy to win because he really like, and I think that that is a superpower that Kyle has. He's disarmingly charming. He's very nice. He's very funny. He really intently listens to people. And I'm not saying that other players don't do that. So many other people are amazing that are going out there. But I do think that is a huge, huge thing that will help Kyle because it was his bond with Joe, with Eva, with Shaheen that really did get him through a lot of the game because had they not been there, I think he would have been a much bigger target because he won the first immunity challenge. He got really far in a lot of them. He was a threat to win a lot of them. He won the last immunity challenge. And he's just a part of this really big alliance. I think that his social game is underrated. And I do think that he is somebody who likes to, you know, become friends with people. He likes to talk to people. And I just genuinely is a very nice guy. And I think that that is a huge advantage that combined with people not really having a lot of time to really break down his game because it had just finished.
Yeah, I think all that's fair. I forget that he won the fake merge challenge, that he was the one who won that. Then he only wins one other challenge the entire post merge when he wins the reward challenge. And then he goes all the way down and wins some motion. Kyle fits into this weird thing too, where like when Tony was coming out there, you're kind of scared to use Tony as the shield because Tony's so unpredictable. I feel like if you're coming out there with Kyle, you're feeling pretty good about using him as a shield. If you're one of these bigger targets, right? If you're Ceree, you come out there and say, he won, I want to work with him. And that makes sense. And I understand that the tribes are going to be what the tribes are going to be, but Kyle's going to have people who are going to say, I want to work with Kyle because he's not scared. And honestly, I think it works in D's favor too, because D was so loyal to her Reba alliance that why would you think that she's going to play differently this time? Mm-hmm. So if you're coming out there and you see yourself as a bigger threat, right? If you see yourself as I'm Mike White, I'm Christian, I'm super scared of how people are going to perceive me, go hang out with Kyle. He's always going to be a bigger threat than you. And he's going to be pumped that you want to work with him. Because I don't think everybody's going to be willing to. I mean, look, Jenna Lewis is on this season. And Jenna Lewis in All-Star said the winners already had their chance. They don't deserve to play again. If she comes out with that same mentality, she's not working with Kyle.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And, you know, I think that there are people that are like, I think you're totally right. I could totally see him working with, you know, a Mike White, you know, all these, because he is predictable in. And I think that is what people really want. But a very interesting thing, I do think that they listen to the exit press, right? I think if you're going on to 50, if you have any inclination, any idea that there are going to be people from 49 out there, mm-hmm. you listen to the exit press. You listen to, you know, what they're saying, how they're saying things. Funny, right before Ryan left for work, he talked about how Camilla was dropping hints like, oh, I really didn't do anything. I was just sitting at camp doing nothing. Right. But one other thing that Camilla said that I really clocked, she said that if Kyle goes out and plays Survivor, he can win any season that he is on.
Which podcast did she say that on, Tagwith?
I think that was this one.
It was because she even said she stuttered over that. Right. Yep. She even said, I think Kyle could do really well. He's the winner in my eyes. Like she said that. And I, after I found out they were both going to be on the season, I'm like, oh, you are pre-gaming. Like you did that. You did that to be like, no, he could win every season, guys. And I'm standing by that. Anybody who listened to the Specialist podcast, which I'm hoping like Colby Donaldson did, you know, Colby, I love you. Hi. But it's like, I think that kind of thing, that's thinking further ahead. Right. And Kyle, when I did the exit interview with Kyle, I felt like Kyle leaned into what his game was, but Kyle didn't get a chance to do one of these hour-long tell-alls with Rob Cesternino or, you know, with us or with Tyson or with somebody like that. He just did the exit press and he's gone. And by the time we all want to know more, he's gone. Like there will not be an hour-long tell-all with Kyle after season 48 because Now he's going to come back from season 50, and if he's emaciated, we're going to be like, so you weren't hanging out at Ponderosa, were you? Because I'm assuming this season they're not sending the pre-jurors home, right? Like, I assume they have to keep them out there.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So,
yeah. I don't know. I think that she was pre-gaming when she said that. I think that she was really putting it out there like, guys, he's very good at the game. But I do think there is some truth to that. I think that he is a very well-rounded player. I've said it before. And I think that he has a very good, because he has this unique ability to downplay his threats and really connect with people on a, on their level, right? Not everyone can do that. And I worry, I know that, there's going to be a whole other podcast for D. I worry that D's threat level is just too high, because I'm not saying that she's also very good at that. She's very personable. She's really great. But I just think that we were able to talk about her game, analyze her game way longer. And I really think it's to his benefit that we haven't been able to do that, even though the last thing that everyone thinks about, the last thing everyone saw was putting the crown on the head for, winner of season 48. But he has a very unique ability to downplay, kind of be like, chill, cool, like, we're hanging out, it's all good. And downplay his, abilities. And I think that he will use that to his advantage this season.
And so he's the youngest male winner by date of birth, right? Because he was born in 93. So I can't beat him out for that if I ever play, unfortunately. But he's the youngest male winner by date of birth. I do feel like also everything that you're saying here with, like, he can downplay, he's going to be easy, personal, whatever. He's one of the youngest people on this cast, right? I think he's literally one of the five or six youngest. But because of the personality he has, I feel like a lot of the older players, especially the older men, could be like, I see a lot of myself in Kyle. That's how I used to be.
Really, really easily.
I think Colby, we already saw Joe love Kyle. I mean, Joe and Kyle got along so unbelievably well. I could see Mike White really getting along with him. Like, I do feel Coach even. I think Kyle and Coach are actually what could be a sneaky alliance, because I could see Kyle being able to put up with Coach's personality in a way that others can't. And Coach, if Coach goes to bat for you, the one thing we have seen in every single season of Coach, when he goes to bat for you, he goes to bat for you, right? Mm-hmm. He does not leave you hanging. I could see him being like, I love this Kyle guy. He's a winner. I'm going to change up my style of play. I want to take the best to the end. I want to sit at the end with Kyle. I could see that.
I could see that too. That's crazy. I never thought of that for a second, but I could 1000% see that. And I just think that he's just like a guy that a lot of people can get along with and a lot of people can play with. And I think that people who are more strategic would still be able to work with Kyle. People who are more physical are able to work with him, because he is still a threat in so many ways. Because if somebody's a strategic person, let's say Rick Devens, right? Kyle is also kind of a shield because he was also very strategic. If you're a physical person, let's just say Ozzie. Kyle is also kind of a shield there because he was physical. He won two immunities and he got really far in a lot of the other ones. If you're a social player, let's say, Tiffany or Jenna, maybe, I don't know. You could work with Kyle, but Kyle is still a shield because he's still a very good social player. So he is not a shield in, he has multiple shields. Now, this is also kind of a double-edged sword, because if you're really good at a lot of things, people are like, wow, he's too good at a lot of things. But I just think that it opens up the door to have so many people wanting to work with him. And that's how you make it far in the game.
So Kyle and D both win. Maybe Savannah or Riz do as well. We don't know. My prediction for this season is that neither Kyle or D is the first person voted out of their tribe. Mm-mm. I think that they offer too much positive. And while you could look at them and say, oh, they're threatening, there are 24 people playing the game.
And they're all threatening. They're all threatening in their own right.
And you're going to have so many chances to get rid of Kyle and D, especially Kyle. Like, he won two immunities, but Joe beat him pretty good in most of the immunity challenges, right? Yep. David beat him pretty good. Camilla won just as many as he did.
Yep.
So I feel like you don't want to vote this guy out right away because he's useful. He's a good shield. Maybe don't let him hit the merge, but I think he's going to survive quite a few tribal councils. I think he's disarming. I think that he's got good game, and I think he knows how to, I think he knows how he was perceived on his season. And I actually think he is probably in the best position you could be in as a, I just won the game, because everybody's coming in going, I'm still more worried about other people. I'm still more worried about Saree than I am Kyle. I'm still more worried about, you know, Christian.
I think Charlie is going to be a bigger threat than Kyle is.
I think Genevieve is.
People are still talking about Charlie should have won. Charlie should have won. No one's really talking about Kyle, that Kyle did win, right? Like the talking point that Charlie didn't win was a much bigger talking point than Kyle winning. And I think that is a huge benefit for him. I think if he's on the same tribe as Charlie, even though Charlie did not win, I think Charlie's very good at Survivor. I could see him going very far, but if he and Kyle are on the same tribe, Charlie is a much bigger threat because of everybody who said he should have won.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bigger threat to people than somebody who actually did win. Weird take, but.
And here's the thing with that, right? Like if you think about this cast, Angelina lost at Final Tribal. Aubrey lost at Final Tribal. Charlie lost at Final Tribal. Chrissy lost at Final Tribal. Saree, everybody says, is the greatest to never win. Coach lost at Final Tribal. Colby lost at Final Tribal. Genevieve is still probably a bigger threat. I'm going in alphabetical order. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Joe lost at a Final Tribal. Camilla, people said, would have won the season if she was sitting there. Mike White lost at Final Tribal. Ozzy lost at Final Tribal. Devins was considered the favorite to win that season. Stephanie lost at Final Tribal. It's insane how deep they did do a good job of casting a season of players who went deep on their season. So you can't just sit there and say, well, Kyle won, so he's scared. People think Mike White should have beaten Nick. Mm-hmm. People think that Stephanie maybe should have beaten Danny. Yeah, you have your hand. People think Ozzy should have beaten Yule. People think Colby should have beaten Tina. People think Charlie should have won. People think Aubrey should have won, which is so incorrect, but they think she should have. And I just have to say that because of Michelle. I don't need the Aubrey stance to come after me, but it's like, come on, Michelle is the winner. But there are Chrissy with Ben. There are so many people on this season that you should be worried about. And Kyle could somehow fall to the way. If he wins, I will be flabbergasted.
I don't think I'm that surprised. I could see Kyle. Now, Tiffany is my winner pick, and I am going to say that as much as I possibly can. Because if I'm right, it's fun. And if I'm wrong, it's fun. That's why I keep saying it. So, but I really would not be shocked if Kyle won. I could see it. I really, truly can see a path to the end for him. And I do think he's good I think he got a bad Final Tribal Council edit. I could be wrong, but I think that he has points and I think that he's able to do a lot. And I don't know. I think it's sneaky, but I can see him really going far.
Yeah. I'm not writing him off. Playing as a winner on a season that doesn't have a lot of winners is crazy. I feel like they should have just done 8 winners if they were going to do it. You had plenty of pre-40 winners to choose from. I've already talked to Sepia, Todd, Chris Doherty. Like, I love Chris. He never gets talked about, but I think he should. Earl. There you go. There's 4 right there off the bat. Then you have D, you have Kyle, you know, maybe one of these other people is a winner as well. I know Marianne and Jam Jam probably would have played again. You have plenty of people to choose from.
Yeah.
But Kyle and D might have been the 2 best picks to be stuck in this position, which is also very interesting. So I also want to throw that. Here's the last stat for you. Kyle is the first male survivor to win the final immunity since Thunderwood. So yeah. Since season 38. I know. So it's a while. So I mean, Jam Jam, Tony, Tommy, who else is it? Gabler. And there's one more, right? Or no, that's it. I didn't do them in order, so now I'm all thrown off.
Me too.
44, 45, 46, 47. No, that's it. So none of them won it. So yeah, first one since Thunderwood.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that Kyle has a lot of upside here. I think that he could do really well. And I'm really excited to see it. But I mean, he's also threatening because every single person on season 50 is threatening for one way or another. Mm-hmm. They're either too big of a shield, they're too popular, they're too strong, they've won too many challenges, they've been voted out too many times, they've only, you know, they didn't play that much. Whatever it is, every single person here is a threatening player. Nobody is going to fly under the radar, I don't think. But I don't know. I think that Kyle is going to be able to pull something off, and I hope he does. But I could also see him going early. I just don't think he is. I think he's got longevity for it.
I just don't see him being one of the first two boots from his tribe. I think he goes further than that, and it just depends on kind of what the dynamic is, but I wouldn't be surprised if he makes a deep run here.
Now, I just want to say I could see it being like, oh, we got to get the winner out. That's an easy vote. And then everyone going, why it's season 50. Why are we going with the easy vote? And have him be like the decoy or something. Like I could see that many times.
I totally agree. I think we could see that 3 or 4 times in the pre-merge alone. Yeah. So, all right. That's everything you need to know about Kyle. That's it. Tagwith likes him. Okay. In case you guys can't tell, Tagwith loves Kyle. I also love Kyle, but Tagwith loves Kyle.
I love him. I think he's so good.
So thank you all so much for listening to this. Like this video, subscribe to the channel. Let us know what you think about Kyle. And we will see you next time with another episode of Everything You Need to Know About Someone.